Therapy Notes is the highest rated EHR, practice management, and billing software for mental health professionals. Its all-in-one platform is designed to streamline all aspects of your practice, from connecting with clients via secure messages to scheduling, notes, billing, and more. You can trust Therapy Notes has you covered. And one of the best parts? 24/7 customer service with a live person. It's beyond easy to get help over the phone or by email at any time of day from their knowledgeable and friendly representatives. The best time to give Therapy Notes a try is now. Sign up for your free trial by going to therapynotes.com, clicking Start My Free Trial, and accessing your first 2 months free with the promo code CHAT. See why Therapy Notes is the most trusted EHR for behavioral health professionals today. You know, it can be hard to eat healthy without feeling like you're giving up flavor or fun, especially during the holidays. Washington Red Raspberries are a simple and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit, as nature intended. They're actually one of the highest fiber berries. They're also high in antioxidant vitamin C. They have a low glycemic index with low natural sugar compared to other berries. And they're a good source of folate, which is especially important during pregnancy. Washington Red Raspberries are a perfect addition to festive salads or sparkling cocktails or mocktails at holiday events. They're great in breakfast parfaits, raspberry swirled cheesecake bites. Their bright flavor and vibrant color make every dish feel special. American-grown frozen raspberries taste fresh, juicy, and full of flavor because they're grown in nutrient-rich soil and frozen at peak ripeness. Want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redrazz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine.
Look for a product of the U.S. on the bag.
Therapists ready to stop just listening and start doing? I offer several ways to work with me and accelerate your trauma expertise. You can join my Trauma Therapist Network membership community for ongoing support, book a one-on-one clinical consultation with me for personalized guidance, or buy my course for clinicians on supporting survivors of sexual trauma, and check out the retreats coming up in 2026. All that info and more is on the For Therapists page of Trauma Therapist Network, and you can find a link in the show notes.
When the holidays get busy and a little overwhelming, what's the gift you'd want to give your loved ones most? For me, it's the gift of slowing down, feeling cozy, and making home their sanctuary. That's exactly what Cozy Earth delivers. Cozy Earth's bamboo pajama set is designed with a soft stretch knit that drapes beautifully and sleeps degrees cooler than cotton. It keeps you cozy without overheating. Perfect for holiday mornings, winter nights, and beyond. It's a gift they'll unwrap and love all year long. And the bubble cuddle blanket is the ultimate holiday gift for cozy moments. I just want to touch that thing all the time. It's so soft, and it has an ultra soft faux fur feel. If you've ever touched those faux fur blankets that look really pretty, but they have a weird texture, this is not it. The bubble cuddle blanket is soft and silky, and you just want to wrap up in it. It's perfect for snuggling by the fire, movie nights with family, or adding a touch of luxury to any room. It's a gift that makes every day feel like a special occasion. Cozy Earth has a 10-year warranty because once you feel this level of comfort, you'll want it to last a decade. And Black Friday has come early at Cozy Earth. Right now, you can stack my code CHAT on top of their site-wide sale, giving you up to 40% off in savings. These deals won't last, so start your holiday shopping today. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth.
Therapy Chat Podcast, episode 507.
This is the Therapy Chat Podcast with Laura Reagan, LCSWC. The information shared in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. And now, here's your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC.
Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. I'm your host, Laura Reagan, and this week, as we continue our EMDR series, we've all heard the word resilience, and there's a lot of confusion about what it is. Sometimes it's kind of a spiritual bypass that people are using when they describe resilience. They're really avoiding dealing with their pain, but
resilience is something that we can tap into. It's already inside of us, and there are ways to expand it. And that's what we're talking about in this week's episode. I'm sharing with you an interview with Libby Murdoch, who's an EMDR consultant and trainer who created resilience-informed EMDR. Libby and I are going to be bringing resilience-informed EMDR to the Baltimore area in 2026. So if you're interested in that, sign up for my email list so you can get all the details. The link is in the show notes. And let's get right into my conversation with Libby Murdoch.
Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. I'm your host, Laura Reagan, and today I'm so pleased to be interviewing a colleague and newish friend, Libby Murdoch. Libby, thank you so much for being my guest on Therapy Chat today.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And thank you for coming back, because our listeners don't know this, but we tried to record before and the storm came and my power went out and we were interrupted. So we had to start all over. But I'm really excited because we were having an amazing conversation about your work with resilience-informed EMDR, and I've been really eager to get back to it so we can bring this new method of EMDR to a wider audience. But before we get into it, let's just start off by you telling our audience a little bit more about who you are and what you do.
Yeah. So I'm Libby Murdoch. As you mentioned, I am based out of Cincinnati, Ohio, so the good old Midwest. I actually have a private practice here in Cincinnati called Brain-Based Counseling and Consulting, where I specialize in EMDR intensive therapy. I do some of that work in person, which is, I really love that. You know, it's very transformative. And a day and a half, I can do what would normally take me 3 to 4 months to do in kind of weekly, hourly therapy. But I also do a lot of virtual EMDR therapy as well. And I'm dually licensed in both Ohio and North Carolina. So I still do a lot of work in the North Carolina area as well, seeing clients and just doing training. And so that's the other aspect that I do. I'm not only a clinician actively practicing with clients, I am really passionate about learning and about sharing learning that I have had in my journey as a clinician. And so that kind of led me to develop brain-based EMDR training. So you know me, you've gotten to see me speak before. I'm a little bit of a nerd, hence brain-based, because that's kind of the lens that I like to pull in whatever I'm doing, right? Is that neurobiology, understanding how do experiences, environments, and relationships impact individuals, but then also how are the tools and techniques that we're using in therapy, how are those actually facilitating the kind of growth and change that we want to see with our clients? And so that's something I absolutely love doing, is getting to train. And that kind of led me to develop my own resilience-focused EMDR basic training. And I got to work with MDREA to get that MDREA approved. So I'm super excited that that's something that is now accessible for folks if they haven't taken a basic EMDR training and they want to learn how to do EMDR, but not just do EMDR, do more trauma-responsive EMDR. Then resilience-focused EMDR is a great option for basic training.
Okay, so I think I called it resilience-informed, but it's actually resilience-focused EMDR, right?
Got it. Yep, that's okay. Correct.
And that is an MDREA-approved basic training.
Yes.
And your company is called Brain-Based Counseling and Consulting. Do you do other EMDR trainings besides the basic training, or is that the main one you offer right now?
So I do both basic and advanced. And that's one other thing. I actually recently established a second company, Brain-Based EMDR Training. And so they want to talk with me about my counseling services. It's brain-based counseling, but if they're interested in EMDR training, it would be Brain-Based EMDR is the name of that company that I do the EMDR training through. But yeah, I do basic. I also do advanced, and I've had several advanced programs approved through MDREA as well. And then I also just do other general trainings. I have my own model for psychological CPR that I actually train with a lot of first responders and peers. And so it's a form of psychological first aid that allows people to intervene with recent events, things that have happened within the past 3 months. Then I also do other trainings on the neurobiology of trauma, the neurobiology of resilience and relationships. So yeah, just, I really enjoy training. So lots of EMDR training, but also just lots of other trainings in general.
That's great. Thank you for explaining all of that. And I want to say, like, you mentioned this, but I have attended training with you, not your EMDR training, but at a conference last year, and you're a very dynamic speaker, and you called yourself a nerd, but you make the topic interesting and clear these new concepts for a lot of people to understand the way our brains respond to trauma. And it's not just nerdy stuff. It's actually like making sense out of what's going on inside that makes us behave the way we do. And I think, my opinion, you know, neurobiology of trauma and the like interpersonal neurobiology, that's all essential to understand. I know there are some methods that, you know, don't focus on that at all, but to me, it's a must. So I'm really glad that you have this gift for taking that complex information and making it understandable to, I think, everyone.
Thank you.
Therapists and general public.
Yeah, that really means a lot for you to say that, because I think, again, you know, it's something I'm so passionate about. And, you know, even when I go and learn from kind of the experts, you know, in the field, you know, it's like, how can we not only simplify this, right, so that anybody can have a conversation about it and it doesn't feel like it's going over your head? How can we also synthesize it and bring together all of the different pieces, you know, kind of like you were saying with interpersonal neurobiology? How can we bring together everything that we know from the different disciplines about neurobiology and turn it into something that is applicable, right? Because it's great to have the scientific concept, but then what does it look like to put that in action with your clients? Again, which I think was such a big inspiration for me in developing resilience-focused EMDR was, you know, can we help people to develop as more trauma-responsive EMDR clinicians, but can we also empower them to make neurobiology and information about the brain and how EMDR impacts the brain and facilitates positive trauma resolution? Can we teach them to make that accessible to their clients as well? Which I think for me, you know, in my experience as a clinician, it's been such a huge part of the buy-in that I can get with my clients, right? Because it's one thing to give your client a mindfulness skill and say, hey, go practice that. But it's another thing to be able to expand to that or explain to them how this can expand their window of tolerance or reprogram their baseline mood state, or, you know, I like to say sell the results, not the product, right? How this can actually help them start to feel better, right? Which we know is going to enhance their motivation to do the things that are outside of their comfort zone.
Yeah, I love it. And so how did you start this? What made you, I guess you could, if you want to go with how you got into the field or just why you created resilience focused EMDR.
Yeah, I'll give you a short and a long story. So
okay.
Kind of what happened was when I was in graduate school, so during my master's program, one year for Christmas, my mom got me the book Brain on Fire. It's a New York Times bestseller. And if you haven't read it, highly recommend go check it out. They've also turned it into a movie. But even though I was in graduate school at the time, and so that meant I really didn't read anything. I skimmed everything. I read this book in like 24 hours and it left a huge impression on me. And I won't give away, you know, what happens in the end, but basically there's a woman who thinks she's having mental health symptoms and it ends up being truly something very different in the end. And so it was like this big impact on me of, wow, like I'm going to be working with people's brains and I better understand, again, the things that I'm asking them to do and the interventions that I'm using. How is that actually going to impact their brain, their body, and their nervous system? And so when it was time for me to find a supervisor, I went to, you know, the lead of my program. I said, hey, I need you to help me find someone who can help me learn everything I can about the brain. And so I'm so grateful they introduced me to one of my mentors, very dear friend. She was actually with me in London when we met. Her name's Mary Vicario. And she likes to call me her little mini Amy Farrah Fowler, because I'm kind of like, you know, she's helped me become the nerd that I am today. And so now she and I get to go and travel and again, learn from Dan Siegel, Bessel van der Kolk, Janina Fischer, you know, all of the people, Peter Levine, Gabor Mate, all the people that are kind of Stephen Porges, you know, all the people that are leading experts in the field. And so that's been a really fun experience. So again, I kind of had this passion. Okay, I need to learn about the brain. I need to understand how environments, relationships, and experiences are impacting my clients and the issues that they're having. And then I need to know what interventions are doing in the brain. And so part of the training that she and I took was a traumatic stress certificate program through the Trauma Resource Institute, which used to be run by Bessel van der Kolk. And in that training, Bessel talked about EMDR. And he talked about the fact that he was a skeptic at first and he didn't believe it. And he went to training and got partnered with someone who didn't even like him and wouldn't tell him his trauma. And so he was even more convinced that it wasn't going to work. And guess what happened? His quote unquote client got better. And that's when Bessel bought in, you know, to EMDR. And I still remember what he said at the training, using top down methods, for example, cognitive behavioral therapy to treat trauma is akin to taking someone's tonsils out through their nose. It's possible, but why would you when there are maybe better, more effective methods that allow you to go straight to the source? And thus was the inspiration for me taking an EMDR training. So I took an EMDR training back in 2016. Again, it kind of became my jam. I became not only a clinician of EMDR, but a client of EMDR, and then eventually a consultant of EMDR, and then working my way up to, you know, becoming a trainer. And I think, again, just the way my brain works, just like I can simplify and synthesize concepts, I was starting to notice maybe the different ways that I would say things in a training or bells and whistles that I wanted people to get when they came to basic training. And so that was kind of the inspiration. I was literally at an EMDR training and I was like, I think I'm going to create resilience-focused EMDR, because everyone has, you know, in the world of EMDR trainings, everybody puts kind of their own little spin on the basic stuff that Francine Shapiro has, you know, in the original text. And so for me, the spin was resilience, which is relationship and bringing in that neurobiology piece that I think just, again, is such a value add to the training, and also helping people understand, because I think a lot of times when people think about EMDR training, they're thinking about this and the eye movements and the tapping and when we're doing trauma processing. Little do they understand, EMDR is a comprehensive model for therapy. And there are other components of EMDR therapy that can be just as impactful, if not maybe sometimes more impactful for our clients who've experienced trauma than the trauma resolution phases of EMDR. And specifically for anyone who knows, you know, the phases of EMDR, I'm talking about our phase two preparation. And when we help clients build resources. And so that's also something in the resilience-focused EMDR training. We go much deeper into phase two, because a lot of people don't realize phase two has the power to reshape the nervous system, you know, just in a different way that we're doing when we do processing phases three through six. So
I love that you said that, because, and now one thing that's different between when we talked in January and now when we were interrupted in January, I've now done EMDR basic training. So I really know what you're talking about now. And I mean, I had heard people talk about the eight phases and everything, but now I get it.
Yep.
Get it. And as a trauma therapist, and I always say this when I talk about EMDR, I've worked with a lot of people who, you know, I'm sure you've seen this, Libby, people who've experienced trauma, and I'm including attachment wounds in trauma. And also when I say people who've experienced trauma, I mean almost everyone. I know I have, no offense, but I'm sure you have. Like,
absolutely.
Most people have experienced some kind of trauma. We know from the Average Childhood Experiences study that it's exceedingly common for children to have adverse experiences where there's no one to help them in those moments, no one to help them emotionally to recover, to make sense out of it. So they can't process it and it has to be split off. And that's, you know, how most adults that are walking around in our world right now are living.
Yes.
67% or more, right? So,
and can we give the audience a working definition of trauma? Because you and I were talking about this before we came on, but I think it bears repeating. The DSM, which is how we clinicians diagnose people, it really pigeonholes you with the definition that it would give you of what trauma is. You know, someone has to have had some sort of serious threat of their life or of their, you know, person, you know, whereas when you actually zoom out, trauma if we want to look at a more broad definition, trauma is any experience that involves some degree of loss of control or vulnerability, right? The inability to change things around, and intense negative feelings and sensations, right? If those two things are met, you can consider that a trauma. And so I think when you use the T word, right, trauma, it really calls up a very different image than what we're saying could qualify as a trauma, right? Because people may not think, oh, you know, when I was sad and my parent didn't know how to show up for me and help me feel seen, soothed, safe, and secure, people may not have considered that a trauma, but in reality, that could, right, fit that definition. Or even the idea of being bullied, right? That's another thing. Again, it wouldn't fit the DSM definition, but it would definitely fit our definition for the things that are traumatic. And I'm even recalling what Francine Shapiro says, any event that has a lasting negative effect on the psyche is by its nature traumatic. So I was like a bobblehead over here the whole time you were talking.
Yes.
Like, we're all affected, right? And that was another thing that was so cool for me about learning the neurobiology is like this idea that, oh, like nobody's broken here.
Between running my group practice, carrying my own clinical caseload, recording a weekly podcast, and facilitating and running Trauma Therapist Network, I'm pretty busy. Some might even say my life is chaotic. I'm constantly on the go, and while I do love coffee, I've been looking for something better, a simple but effective alternative that doesn't take even more time out of my day. I don't have time to do endless research and buy ingredients to try and enhance my daily coffee routine. Everyday Dose is my new coffee ritual. It's the same coffee I know and love, but it's enhanced with collagen protein, nootropics, and functional mushroom. My gut and brain have never been happier. It takes 30 seconds to make, and I never run out of the ingredients that I need. Everyday Dose is coffee plus benefits. They combine high-quality coffee with powerful ingredients like lion's mane and chaga, collagen protein, and nootropics to fuel your brain, boost focus, and give you clean, sustained energy all day long. It tastes just like coffee without the downside. No crash, no jitters, just clean, sustained energy. Right now, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, free peppermint mocha creamer plus for the holidays, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/chat or use code chat at checkout.
Iron deficiency is one of the most common nutritional gaps affecting about 1 in 3 adults, especially women. It often shows up as fatigue, weakness, brain fog, or brittle nails. The real challenge is that most people don't realize low iron may be the cause, and when they do, traditional iron supplements often fall short. They're poorly absorbed and frequently cause stomach issues, leaving people without real relief. That's why I love Citerol from PharmaNutra. It's a premium iron supplement powered by patented sucrosomial technology, which helps your body absorb 3 to 4 times more iron while avoiding the common side effects of traditional iron supplements like nausea and constipation. Citerol is clinically proven, globally trusted and convenient. You can take it anytime. It fits seamlessly into your daily routine. If you're constantly feeling wiped out and foggy, like you're running on empty no matter what you do, this might be what you've been missing. Join over 2 million people who've already discovered Citerol and found the help they needed. Head to pharmanutra-us.com and use code CHAT for 10% off your first order of Citerol. That's pharmanutra-us.com and promo code CHAT for 10% off today. Therapy Notes is consistently transforming the way therapists manage their practices with continuous updates designed to save money and improve efficiency. Their latest game changer, Therapy Fuel, a powerful and fully integrated suite of AI tools that streamline documentation so you can focus more on your clients. With AI features that help by generating progress notes from summaries or transcriptions, creating contact notes directly from client secure messages, and automated summaries of client history forms, Therapy Notes users are already reporting hours of saved time and energy. Some other recent feature improvements include automated recurring client payments, electronic secondary insurance billing, and their constantly expanding library of outcome measures. The best time to give Therapy Notes a try is now. Sign up for your free trial by going to therapynotes.com, clicking Start My Free Trial, and accessing your first 2 months free with the promo code CHAT. See why Therapy Notes is the most trusted EHR for behavioral health professionals today.
therapists ready to stop just listening and start doing. I offer several ways to work with me and accelerate your trauma expertise. You can join my Trauma Therapist Network membership community for ongoing support, book a one-on-one clinical consultation with me for personalized guidance, or buy my course for clinicians on supporting survivors of sexual trauma, and check out the retreats coming up in 2026. All that info and more is on the For Therapists page of Trauma Therapist Network, and you can find a link in the show notes.
We're not broken. We're affected.
This is not mental illness or people with mental health problems. This is a reaction to experiences. Well, that's what it results in, but it doesn't. People have this idea of mental health as, even when the words mental health are spoken, it's seen as you have a sickness.
Right.
You know, when we talk about health, when we say health, we don't think that means disease. But when we say mental health, it's like, oh, problems, illnesses, disorders, pathology, right. Something's wrong. That person's not okay. Something's different about them. And that's not, you know, we all have mental health. Our health, our mental health and our physical health are part of us, as well as our emotional, spiritual health.
Yep.
I want to share with you a definition that I love from, I have it here on a piece of paper, Bonnie Badenoch's The Heart of Trauma. The definition there is any experience of fear and or pain that doesn't have the support it needs to be digested and integrated into the flow of our developing brains.
Yeah.
So that's really more about developmental trauma. But, you know, to me, that's where the hurts that happen now can't be integrated because back then, we didn't get in some ways what we needed. I mean, that's kind of my operating assumption when I'm working with people in therapy.
Yes. But I love that you keep using the word integration, right? Because that's what Dan Siegel would actually define as mental health. Mental health is integration. And so when we have, and this is kind of bringing it back to EMDR, in EMDR, we have the adaptive information processing model. And so that helps us to understand that memories, environments, relationships, and experiences that form and create memories, those are really contributing to the development of all of us, the good and the bad, right? Because we have adaptive, and then we have things that are maybe maladaptive, right? From a result of those more traumatic experiences. And so that's what I love about EMDR is that it very much supports what we were just talking about, this idea that if you're struggling, right? If you're a people pleaser, if you have imposter syndrome, if you have perfectionism, you know, or if you're someone who has anxiety, depression, or post-traumatic stress disorder, again, it's not that there's something wrong with you. It's the sign of past environments, relationships, and experiences or memories, right, that are not integrated. And because those haven't been fully integrated into the system, we see those symptoms or those challenges, right, that our clients often come to therapy with. And so to me, like, what a more compassionate way to see yourself and your clients. Then again, it's not that there's something wrong with them. It's actually the result of some sort of a memory. And we can use positive trauma resolution to, again, resolve those stuck memories that are unintegrated and help them become integrated. And so I love EMDR for that reason. You know what I mean? It has this very, I mean, it's obviously scientific, right? Because there's a ton of evidence. It's research. It's evidence-based, it's research-based, but it's almost intuitive too, right? Like when you hear those ideas and concepts, and I can only speak for myself, but I would guess it's the same for you, that just feels so in alignment, this idea that, again, it's not that I was ever broken, it's that I need to work through some of these memories, you know? And when I do that, and those are integrated into my system, then the thoughts, feelings, and behaviors get to change in line with that, with the resolution of those memories.
Yes. And this may complicate things a little bit, but I just wanted to name additionally, and this is something you and I were talking about before we started recording, how it's memories, but there's all, like when you mentioned the environment, and it's not always just the environment you grew up in, even though I was emphasizing developmental trauma. As we were talking about, you know, we live in world, especially the Western world, where, you know, the colonized world, where colonization has been, culture has been stripped, norms and values and ways that were traditional, earth-based, indigenous, have been
stripped. And in a way, it's like integrating those back in. Those aren't necessarily memories. Maybe the imprint is held in your body implicitly, but it's not like you necessarily have a memory of something from what your ancestors may have had stolen from them or, you know, forcibly taken from them.
Right.
Decades and centuries back. But additionally, you know, just in
change the way your DNA is read and transcribed, though. So even though you don't have a memory, quote unquote, it does
your
live.
Your body has. You,
right. Yes. And I think that's something even I think Lisa Danini talked about last year when we were all in London. And I think she said it goes back like 14
generations
of genetic tags that live inside of all of us. And I'm so glad you even mentioned, you know, the cultural aspect to it as well. I don't know if you know this about me or not, but I'm actually Wyandot Native American. And so I've been on the roll with the tribe since I was born. And, you know, that was, even though I've always known that about myself, I have not ever had the opportunity to really connect with that part of my culture until a few years ago when I got to attend a powwow for the first time. And seeing the dancing and the drumming. And again, it's so interesting, me being an EMDR therapist, I'm like, this is bilateral stimulation, right? Like, you know, each culture found ways to do these things that, again, we can now prove work with science. We didn't know that then, but these were very much the traditions, you know, of cultures. And I think even when we think about doing EMDR, that's one of the things we like to emphasize in our program is that we don't exist in a vacuum, right? And we really truly are in a time and space in our culture where you can't necessarily know everything there is to know about someone just by looking at them. And so we need to be having these conversations and making sure that we're tailoring whatever the approach is. I don't care if it's EMDR or CBT or DBT, that we're tailoring the approach of whatever models we're using, you know, to meet our clients where they're at and also to honor, you know, resources that are inherent inside of them and inside of their culture. Because just like we have the genetic tags and all of the stuff from the generations of trauma, we also have generational resilience as well. And so what a great way to be able to honor that.
Absolutely. And I want to talk about generational resilience and the innate drive towards wholeness and integration that our systems have. But I want to name, I feel like it would kind of be a huge omission if we didn't name almost like just full circle how you mentioned being part of a tribe. Can you say the name of your tribe again?
Wyandot. Wyandot Native American. So we originated up by New York and Canada. We then eventually migrated down into Ohio and then from Ohio on the Trail of Tears, ending up where we're at or where the reservation is located currently in Oklahoma.
Okay, thank you. And so just to name that colonization here in the United States, this land that was inhabited by the native peoples of this land and how we, the white settlers, came and forcibly stripped and genocided the Native American tribes, though they weren't all eradicated, but so many were, and so many thousands and millions of people were, and how, you know, you are part of that tribe and you, in a way, it was stripped from you. You didn't have connection, even though you were part of the tribe. And then you went to this powwow and here you are with all this science knowledge, which science is part of the colonization.
Right.
But, you know, you go, it's like coming back and going, yeah, the rhythmic movement is bilateral stimulation. We know this works. We know this is real, but also they knew this was real. They didn't need to have their culture erased in order to, for all of us to learn, because they always knew that these ways were real and effective. And it's the community connection in the fabric, you know, that's so important. So I'm saying this as a white person. I don't want to speak out of turn, but I just feel like it's so present in this conversation. I feel like if I didn't say it, it would be a huge omission. Yeah.
Well, and I think to add to that too, right, these concepts of historical and intergenerational trauma, because I feel like we've been dancing around it. So let's just say what it is, right? Because things like, you know, colonization, things like slavery, things like the Holocaust, things like the Asian American internment camps after Pearl Harbor, things like COVID, those are all examples of historical trauma. And what a lot
of what's happening in the Middle East.
Yeah, that, I mean, all examples of historical trauma. And that actually gives rise to the other things we've been talking about, which are patterns of intergenerational trauma, right? Think about the ACEs, adverse childhood experiences, domestic violence, mental health, addiction, incest, abuse, right? All of these are actually the result of these larger historical traumas. And then they get passed down through the generations, literally until someone decides, you know, the buck stops here, right? And that's why I am so grateful to have not only found EMDR as a clinician, but also a client, because those are things that I run up against in my processing all the time, which might be surprising to people that in EMDR, you're not only rewriting your own nervous system and your own story in some ways, you're rewriting some of the things that didn't even belong to you, that again are things that have been passed down through the generations. And what an epiphany, right? That is when you realize, like, oh my God, this was never actually my problem. There's not been a template for this happening in a healthy way in any generation that came before me. So no wonder it was a challenge for me. So really empowering.
Yes, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And let's take, if you will, let's take the rest of our time for you to tell us what, because, you know, just to say real quick, what people are thinking about when we're talking about trauma, when we're talking about, you know, rewriting memories of negative experiences, resilience-focused EMDR is not exactly, you're tapping into something different. Am I right? Not just the removing a negative thing.
Right. Yeah. So what is resilience-focused EMDR, and like, how is it different than just standard EMDR? Yeah. And the thing that I like to tell people is that even though this is a basic training, the training is anything but basic. And not only are you going to get all of the original concepts that Francine Shapiro intended, my goal was for it to be an expansion. So a couple of the things that you're going to get with resilience-focused EMDR, you're going to get that neurobiological lens, right? We talk a lot about the brain science behind how EMDR works, and also how to explain that to your clients in a way that makes it accessible for them. The other component is that we also teach trauma responsive EMDR. So again, we're giving you the full view of the different ways that you can approach EMDR, but a lot of us are working with complex trauma, right? And so kind of the first and
most worst. Most of us.
Yes. Yes, most of us. And so the first and worst approach, where we dive headfirst into the deep end with working on someone's trauma, that's not the only way, and that's not always the best way to use EMDR with these really complex clients. And I would, most of us are complex, right? All it takes to be complex is that you have more than one negative cognition and you have, you know, multiple traumatic experiences. So, but yeah, this idea that with resilience-focused EMDR, we can make EMDR processing accessible to a wider variety of clients, because we truly help you understand what is the function of bilateral stimulation in the positive trauma resolution process, and how can you, as the therapist, influence what's coming up for your client so that it can be digestible for them and they don't end up feeling like Alice just fell down the rabbit hole, and not in a good way. Because that can sometimes happen with EMDR. If we go too deep too fast or we do too much too soon, it actually scares our clients, or they abreact, or things start getting worse for them. And so that was a big reason why I wanted to develop this resilience-focused EMDR. And then the last thing, and this is, I think, one of the coolest things about resilience-focused EMDR, in addition to those standard EMDR resources that we all get in basic trainings, the right. Peaceful Place, the container, belly breathing, I have actually created additional scripts for developing resources that could literally be hundreds or thousands of resources with just 5 or 6 scripts. So that's the other cool thing, is that when you take resilience-focused EMDR, you actually get additional scripts for resourcing with your complex clients, and a different frame for how to use resourcing with your clients to not only teach them methods for coping, but we also go into this idea of regulation and how can, with these positive emotional resources, you not only help someone feel better, but you help them get a wider window of tolerance. You help them reprogram their baseline mood state. And these things are possible with resources in EMDR without even necessarily touching the trauma. So we help you get the most out of every phase of EMDR, not just the trauma resolution and the processing phases. And not to mention, you get really pretty workbooks and visual aids, and we really wanted it to feel like an experience. So I think, you know, I took the things that I enjoy in training and wanted to make them accessible to anyone coming to take the course. So
I love that. And what I was going to say before about, and I always get so long-winded, but what I was going to say before about the phases is people, when they hear EMDR, they go, oh, I got it. You know, I've suffered so much for so, so long. I'm going to do EMDR. I need to get this done. And then there can be this intense sense of urgency to process. People don't want to spend time in phases one and two. They want to be processing. And, you know, but that's where the ab reaction happens because the nervous system is not ready to tolerate. That's yes. why they're not able to get there, you know, before that. They're not, I mean, maybe it's that they haven't had trauma therapy, but even if you are in trauma therapy, your system has to be ready to go there safely. And that's what phase two is all about, is really expanding the person's ability to tolerate the discomfort of going to that material. So is what makes it resilience focused that you are implementing those expanding the window of tolerance techniques in phase two?
You got it. We're teaching a different frame for resources. It's not just teaching your clients to cope and use resources reactively. We also teach proactive use of resources, which can empower clients to expand their window of tolerance and reprogram their baseline mood state. And so when I personally have taught my clients the difference between coping and regulation, they come in and they say things like, I feel comfortable in my skin for the first time. Or, yeah, I had that trigger come up and it was upsetting, but you know what? It didn't derail me. And so it's almost like with those resources, you know, we can help them start to feel better and really make them a better candidate for the trauma resolution. Because what you just highlighted there, Laura, was something I say a lot in consultation, which is that someone's desire to process a certain target in their past does not mean they have a distress tolerance to match. Right. And so that's where we as clinicians have to be really cautious. And I like to be more conservative, you know, when I'm doing EMDR with clients for that reason. So
me too. I think that clinicians can feel a lot of pressure to hurry up and process because the client is pushing for that because they're like, I've got it. And it's like, that should be a clue that actually this person needs more support in being regulated, then they actually need more support in processing at this time because they're feeling such an intense distress.
Yes.
That's what the urgency is telling you. It's not just that they're like, I'm sick of all this wasting time. It's their system is going, do it now, do it now. That's what trauma tells you, right?
Right.
Get this done, get it over with, you know? Yeah.
That urgency is a trauma response and it's actually an invitation for us. And I just think about polyvagal theory, right? I think a lot of people don't fundamentally understand trauma work isn't just about trauma resolution, right?
Right.
It's also about helping clients to acclimate to positive feelings and sensations in their nervous system and, you know, kind of a dance, right? Between doing trauma work and approaching that negative emotion, but also helping them to get really good and really comfortable sitting with and creating good feelings inside of their nervous system as well. Which I think is huge. Yeah,
that's what we call post-traumatic growth, right? Where you have a transformation that comes from the healing process. It's not just like, you know, it's not just like you have a cyst in your skin and you remove the cyst. That's not what we're doing. It's more of a, you know, it's a more nuanced, like weaving experience. So Libby, my last question before we wrap up is, if people are already trained in EMDR basic training, is there a way that they can learn resilience focused EMDR without having to do the basic training again?
Yeah, that's a great question. So currently we do offer the 40-hour training as a refresher. So that is one option. If you're like, man, it's been a while since my basic training, like I could use, you know, a little bit of a refresher there. It's a great opportunity. And I've had several colleagues who took basic training and then took ours as a refresher. And one of my colleagues actually ended up crying after taking the training because she's like, this is the first time I've actually really felt confident and really feeling like I get it finally. And so, you know, that's an option. We do plan to continue to host advanced trainings moving forward in the future. Kind of long-term goal is that we would have on-demand advanced trainings available. But then again, you know, if you work with a group or an agency and you're looking for someone to provide advanced EMDR training, don't hesitate to reach out, because that's something that I love to do. I love to travel and, you know, just share my knowledge and experience with folks. So if you're looking to learn how to do intensives, or if you want to learn my advanced resourcing skills, or how to use EMDR therapy with non-diagnosable issues, those are all topics that I love to train on. So
wonderful. Well, I know you are so passionate about this, and it really comes through. Even again, the way you talked today, I'm asking you this and that. You're just like going right with it. I just love the way you're very agile in your thinking. So where do people find your two organizations?
Yeah. So if they're interested in learning more about an EMDR intensive as a client, they would visit brainbasedcounseling.com. And if they're interested in learning more about EMDR training or any of my other trainings that I offer, they'd want to visit www.brainbasedemdr.com. And I would love to share for anyone who's listening, if you're interested in taking our EMDR basic training, if you use code EMDR2024, we'll give your listeners $200 off the cost of their initial training. So just wanted to share that out there as well.
Fabulous. Thank you. And I'm glad that we are staying in touch, because I have so much more to say to you. But for now, thank you so much for being my guest on Therapy Chat today, Libby.
Thank you for having me. The universe couldn't keep us apart, so I can't wait to see what fun we get into in the future.
Oh, me too. Therapy Notes is the highest rated EHR, practice management, and billing software for mental health professionals. Its all-in-one platform is designed to streamline all aspects of your practice, from connecting with clients via secure messages to scheduling, notes, billing, and more. You can trust Therapy Notes has you covered. And one of the best parts? 24/7 customer service with a live person. It's beyond easy to get help over the phone or by email at any time of day from their knowledgeable and friendly representatives. The best time to give Therapy Notes a try is now. Sign up for your free trial by going to therapynotes.com, clicking Start My Free Trial, and accessing your first 2 months free with the promo code CHAT. See why Therapy Notes is the most trusted EHR for behavioral health professionals today.
Therapists ready to stop just listening and start doing? I offer several ways to work with me and accelerate your trauma expertise. You can join my Trauma Therapist Network membership community for ongoing support, book a one-on-one clinical consultation with me for personalized guidance, or buy my course for clinicians on supporting survivors of sexual trauma, and check out the retreats coming up in 2026. All that info and more is on the For Therapists page of Trauma Therapist Network, and you can find a link in the show notes.
When the holidays get busy and a little overwhelming, what's the gift you'd want to give your loved ones most? For me, it's the gift of slowing down, feeling cozy, and making home their sanctuary. That's exactly what Cozy Earth delivers. Cozy Earth's bamboo pajama set is designed with a soft stretch knit that drapes beautifully and sleeps degrees cooler than cotton. It keeps you cozy without overheating. Perfect for holiday mornings, winter nights, and beyond. It's a gift they'll unwrap and love all year long. And the bubble cuddle blanket is the ultimate holiday gift for cozy moments. I just want to touch that thing all the time. It's so soft, and it has an ultra soft faux fur feel. Ever touch those faux fur blankets that look really pretty but they have a weird texture? This is not it. The bubble cuddle blanket is soft and silky, and you just want to wrap up in it. It's perfect for snuggling by the fire, movie nights with family, or adding a touch of luxury to any room. It's a gift that makes every day feel like a special occasion. Cozy Earth has a 10-year warranty, because once you feel this level of comfort, you'll want it to last a decade. And Black Friday has come early at Cozy Earth. Right now, you can stack my code CHAT on top of their site-wide sale, giving you up to 40% off in savings. These deals won't last, so start your holiday shopping today. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth.
Thank you for listening to Therapy Chat with your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC. For more information, please visit therapychatpodcast.com.